Welcome to a very special edition of Boom Goddess Radio. We only have 3 days before we have the most important election of our times. I am Jennifer Davis Page. I'm here with my two good friends, Darrell Bakeman and Rhonda Peoples. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, we're happy to be with you, girl.
Absolutely.
We want to tell our Boom Goddess listeners about why it's important to vote. So we're in Arizona. There'll be people that are listening that may not be in Arizona. So let's talk about why it's important to vote. Darrell, you want to tell our listeners a little bit about your election experiences?
I have never not voted in my life. I happen to be African-American, and I know my ancestors died for the right to vote. And so I see it as an inalienable right. And so it is up to me to live up to purposes of my life and values in my life. Voting is one of those major values. And I pay particular attention to the political system in our country. And I realized how it impacts my life. Therefore, I am really engaged in making sure that I participate.
All right. And what about your children? Did you encourage them to vote as soon as they were able to? You've got two beautiful daughters. Did you encourage them to vote as soon as they got to voting age?
It was never a problem because they grew up in politics. I was involved in politics in Chicago, and they met politicians, and they understood what politics meant because they saw it up close and comfortable. And so it was never an issue. They just knew it was just like going to college was an issue in my family. So voting is not an issue in my family. It's something we do. We know it's part of our life and we act like it.
Okay, Rhonda, what about you? Your daughter, she's old enough to vote now, right?
Yes, she is. She's old enough to vote. But I'll tell you, you know, I was not raised around the conversation of voting. I was not raised around that. That wasn't a conversation in our family, which was very interesting because my mom really did a lot of politics. My mom is very, very heavily involved in politics. I mean, it's really just like Darrell just said, like her entire world revolves around politics and you know, the voting and who's going to be voted in and who's going to be voted out. But we were not raised that way. I don't really remember ever having a conversation at home about why I should vote. So consequently, I really didn't start voting until I was probably, gosh, maybe 30s.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. So you were a late voting bloomer. Tell
late
me
bloomer.
What made you vote at that late age? What sent you to the polls?
Well, you know, I had a lot of people around me say, you know, unless you vote, you have no right to say about anything that's going on in the world.
That's absolutely right.
And that kind of had me pause a little bit because, you know, I usually have something to say. And so so I kind of took that to note and I started voting. And then, you know, really honestly, when it started getting around to women being involved and playing a bigger part in politics, I felt very strongly about it because, you know, whether, you know, I used to always have the attitude that my vote didn't matter and it probably didn't make a difference and what mattered, you know, they're going to put in whoever they want to. And then, you know, as I got older and realized that, you know, more and more women are getting involved, I felt very strongly that it is the energy, it's the push, it's the put in, it's the stand for, it is to stand for that. And so I really started voting with an intention as I got closer to where I am now today.
You know, something she said is pivotal to me. And the two words stood out, involved and they. Involved means you have to participate mm-hmm. in something other than your self-interest. You have to see the world and participate in the world. If you're only into your own self-interest, you're going to have a very narrow view of life. That's the first thing. And voting is participating in not only yours, but those around you and collectively your self-interest that works together for the common good. That's the first word. Then the other one was they will put in who else they want to. And that says to me that you're, if you don't vote, you're willing to give up your rights to them. And it's the they. And then you know, that just cast a very negative approach to how you should be living your life. When you're looking at those people, they. You have to be a participant. When you get involved, it's not about they, it's about you. So I just like the way you explain that. Your experience, Rhonda, that was really pivotal to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful, because for our listeners that might not want to vote or don't feel that that one vote is going to count, that's really great information that both of you gave, because we're hoping that even though it's too late to register in Arizona right now, if you did get a ballot, and we encourage you to follow the instructions, fill it out, and we'll give you information later in the radio show as to where to take your ballot. Now,
it's not too late to participate.
Now, tell me, let's talk about what's been going on. Have you ladies been paying? I know Darrell has. Have you been paying attention, Rhonda, with the news and the pundits and what's going on television? And how stressful is all of this making us?
Right.
The other day I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was up, and I think it was up. I found out today that it was probably up because I've been glued to politics.
Yeah.
So tell me, have you guys been paying attention to the television?
Go ahead, Darrell. I know you've got a lot to say
it's never not on. It's on from 3 o'clock in the morning, and I won't say what show I watch because I want this to be an open discussion until I close my eyes at night. And the reason is I grew up in politics. I'm engaged. I'm engaged with what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about my blood pressure has been low. I don't know why. I'm not saying I don't have angst. The only time I have angst in this particular season is when I allow myself to pay too much attention to one person's point of view that I'm looking at and not attempt to take in all that I've heard, because then I can use my brain to interpret it and come up with my own conclusions about what's happening. I think that's why I don't get so riled up, because I kind of listen. I'll flip the channel and say, yeah, let me hear what somebody else is saying, so I can collectively pay attention. And I do get in the weeds. I do look at the numbers and see not just the poll, because you know how that is, but I do look at the voting numbers. How many people have voted? How many people are new and registered voters? How many people, you know, the breakdown demographically to see where it's coming from. Information like that, and when they show it this year versus before, not just 16, but 12 and 8, because I was very actively in the 12 campaign, I really do pay attention, because I understand the ground game and how important a ground game is to pulling the numbers to where you have the belief that they are supposed to go. So when I listen to information on television, I'm paying attention to how the vote is getting out. And a lot of people have patterned the way they approach getting the vote out. And it's different this year because we have COVID, people are mailing ballots in. Yes. So there's a lot of information out about get your vote in. Don't stand in line. Don't wait till the last minute. So this is making numbers greater than they've ever been before. So I love seeing that level of enthusiasm and involvement on the part of the populace, which keeps me from being so down, because people are engaged this year.
Yeah. Well, I really wanted Rhonda to know about your experience and all of our listeners to know about the experience that you had during the Obama 08 and 12 election. Mm-hmm. Darrell was my go-to person because she was right there. So I'd call and said, oh, these numbers are not looking good. She'd tell me, don't worry, the ground game is solid.
That's right. A quick thing. People don't realize the value of intellect in the process. Got it. The thing that, in addition to Obama being the brilliant man that he was, he had the solid ground game that other people are trying to copy. So what do I mean? He counted the number. He had statistical analysis going on all the time, sun up till sundown. And there was a process that worked to bring it in and take it out every day long, all day long. I mean, it was constant contact with the voters in the swing states. And you know what's interesting? The swing states are shifting. That's the other reason I'm so excited. It's not just the ones that it used to be. Would you believe Arizona is a swing state?
Yeah, and Arizona has been what? All red.
Uh-huh.
I understand there wasn't a Democratic president voted in Arizona since Clinton in 96.
That's right. And that's the other reason I'm so excited and engaged. So I don't know anybody in Arizona, if you're not voting, shame on you. You need to be a part of this. This is exciting.
Well, y'all should be at this party and see Darrell. I wish y'all could see it. It is quite a party here we're having.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
And you know, the interesting thing is it's become, you know, people are moving around the country. People are leaving the northern states. A lot of them are retiring and coming out of the snow and ice, coming down to Arizona, coming down to Florida, coming down to states that are warm. So the demographics of the voters are changing.
I have friends from Chicago who winter in Florida, who intentionally vote in Florida so as to be a part of any kind of change that can be made. I have more than one. I have almost a dozen who have homes in Florida and who intentionally vote in Florida.
Hmm.
Little sidebar. People who are intentional are very intentional.
Right.
I love that's your word too, Rhonda. You said that.
Yes, it is. I love it. Intention is my word. That is my word. And I'm moving to Florida next year.
Imagine that.
So you'll be one of those voters in four more years.
Changing the scheme of things.
That's great. That's great. Correct. Well, you know, you're not old, but you know, they were showing old people in Florida today. So
yeah, they were passing out at somebody's rally.
No matter how old you get. I've been reading about people in their 90s that are still very active.
Oh, yes.
And voting.
Yeah.
90 today is the new is 70.
It's the new 70.
So it 78 is
78 is the new 50.
That's right. I'm just 12 then right now.
That's right.
That's what we're going to tell everybody. Now, we've got just about a minute left in this segment. But in our second segment, I want us to tell our listeners where they can go to vote, how to vote, what to do, and give them some websites to go to and some 800 numbers to call in case they have any questions at all.
Great.
Okay, ladies, we're going to take a brief break. And Boom Goddess listeners, don't go away. Welcome back to this very special edition of Boom Goddess Radio, and we're talking about voting and how important it is to vote. We've got three more days, and we want you to get excited, and we want you to get out there and vote. So what we're going to do now is Darrell and Rhonda and I are going to tell you how to vote. Let's just imagine now it's too late for you to register, but let's say that you've got your ballot. You haven't filled it out yet. We're going to tell you the 1, 2, 3s of how to get it done. Darrell, you want to start?
Well, the first thing is, if you have a ballot, that means you're registered to vote. And so anybody that has registered to vote has two options now. If they have that mail-in ballot, they can use it and take it to a polling place, not the mailbox, to ensure that it's counted on election day. If you do not have a mail-in ballot, meaning you didn't request one, then you must go to a polling site on Tuesday to vote. There are no more early voting sites. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That's correct. Now, what we can do is you can find a polling place locator by going to vote.org, and follow the instructions there. You can also go to a site that I thought was very, very informative, which is called AZ, like Arizona, AZ Clean, C-L-E-A-N, elections.gov, azcleanelections.gov. And it will give you all of the information that you need if you're an Arizona voter. It'll give you information as to where you can find your locators. It'll talk about the candidates in case you're not sure as to who you want to vote for. It'll give you what they stand for. What I did was on people that I didn't know, I Googled them to find out what their what their thoughts were, to see if they were on the same path that I was in terms of how I wanted Arizona to go. And so you can do that. You can Google, and they have lots of information on all the candidates. So you can get whatever information that you need to.
I did the early ballot. I had an early ballot. I did mine a couple weeks ago.
And, me too.
And got to fill it out.
I have never voted in person in Arizona. I've been here 21 years, except one time. And that was the first year I got here. Every vote that I have cast has been via the mail. This
Same
is the
here.
First year we've had insanity. Wonder why. Yeah. Anyway, so I just want everyone to know that the prior years of voting, mail voting was safe. At this point, this close to the election, you have to show up for your vote to count. You have to show up in the form of depositing your mail-in ballot that has not been mailed into the appropriate receptacle, which is outside certain offices, or taking it to the recorder's office for it to be handled, or showing up the day of the election with the ballot and they'll have a place for you to put it. If you do not have that document, then you show up that day if you're registered at your polling place with appropriate ID, and then you can go into the booth and vote. Those are your options from this day forward.
So I can't put it in. I can't put it in one of those blue mailbox things in front of the school.
Oh, no.
No.
That's long gone.
That's over.
You know, they're hauling our mailboxes away. So, and it's too late to put it in a mailbox. So I would suggest that you take it down and find where your voting locator is, where you can go and vote. And you can't vote anywhere. Okay, you cannot go to any polling place. So please, when you go to AZ Clean, you can check and find out exactly where you need to go.
Jennifer, there's another issue because we're so close to election day that I think we should talk about, and that is the counting of these ballots. And I think that's so important because there has been so much hoopla about this not being a safe election and things being stolen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that on election night, you will not necessarily know who the next president will be. And I'd like to refer the people who are listening to a document that they can get online that is a Senate report on what to expect election night. And you can just Google those words, Senate report on what to expect election night, and receive a very, I don't know how many page booklet this is. Let me go down to the bottom. It looks like it's 13 pages and it will tell you what you need to know. So when you're looking at TV, you're not getting all emotional like I do. And what I want to tell you is that there are, I forget the number, I think 22 states that they're both, there are four different categories. Shall I go through this quickly, Jennifer, or not?
Yes, please.
Okay. There are four different categories of states and how their vote comes in. The first group is states that require ballots to be received on or before Election Day and allow early processing of ballots. And because that happens, vote totals on election night will include many absentee ballots. So of these states, which Arizona is one, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Maine, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, and Wyoming. When you see those vote totals, they're pretty much telling you who won or who is going to win because of the way that they have been counting ballots from the beginning when they came in. The second group is states that allow ballots to be received after Election Day and allow early processing of ballots. If that's the state that allows that to happen, it, you know, they, but they also allow the date to be extended beyond November 3rd, vote totals on election night will include some absentee ballots, meaning that some of those ballots that came in late will not be included. Those states are California, DC, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and West Virginia. I'm not going to read all the other states except the last one. The third group is states that require ballots to be received on or before Election Day. This is important. There are a lot of court battles about this. And little or no advance processing, meaning they're not going to touch anything until November the 3rd. That means that vote totals on election night will include some, operative word, absentee ballots. So you're not going to really know what's really happening in those states. It's Alabama, Louisiana, Michigan, South Carolina, Wisconsin. So you know, and there are a lot of court cases in those places. And then the last group is states that allow ballots to be received after Election Day and little or no advance processing. Again, not going to touch until the 3rd of November. Vote totals on election night will include few or no absentee ballots. Those states are Alaska, Mississippi, New York, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania. And you know, for influence, I said the states that are up for toss when I said that.
That's wonderful information to have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us that information. Now, Rhonda, do you have anything to say? Do you have
after that? No, my gosh, this woman, she's got it down. She knows her stuff. I'm embarrassed. Like, I just fill out my little circles and make sure I get it in all the time.
Hey, I've been doing it longer than you.
She's got something to teach me, that's for sure.
Now, here in Arizona, Katie Hobbs is our Arizona Secretary of State. And you can reach the Secretary of State by calling 877-THE-VOTE, 877-THE-VOTE. And if you want the numbers, it's 877-843-8683.
Can I say something else too?
Sure.
About ballots, but if you want to say that number. One thing else, something else about a ballot. A ballot can be intimidating if it's not something you've done before. Mm-hmm. And there's candidates that have been on TV talking, and you probably can check those names off pretty quickly. And then the ballots are organized in terms of party, Republican, Democrat, Independent, and other. And I just want to say, you do not have to fill every one of those boxes out if you do not want to. You can vote for those people that you want to vote for. You do not, your ballot is not spoiled if you do not.
That's good. That's a good piece of information, because I've often wondered that.
Yeah. You don't have, you vote for who you want to vote for.
Okay. But are you encouraging them to, are you encouraging our listeners to do the research and find out who is running? Because sometimes these downline positions are really important. The judges are important. The recorder is important, important people to have in your community.
I absolutely believe that people should be so engaged as to do that research. I believe that people who have waited until now to vote probably need some help to get the job done. I might be wrong, but that's my fault.
Well, we just want them to get the job done.
That's right. We want them to get that
And if you decide, as Gerald said, if you decide that voting, you don't want to do any checking on the judges or the recorder or anything, you just want to vote for the president and the vice president and the senator, then you can do that. What else?
And you can also vote according to a party if you desire that that's what you want to do.
Right.
Exactly. They tell you which party each candidate is.
Well, the bottom line is just to vote. I mean, the bottom line is to exercise your right to be able to vote and to participate in your community, participate in your state, participate in your country, participate in what's going on, and really just get your vote out there. Make that difference.
Because when you find out who the president and senators are on election night or beyond, you will feel great that you participated, especially if the person you voted for wins. Right.
And I want to say again that don't think that your one vote is not going to matter. I was talking to a woman the other day from Utah, and she was running for a congressional seat, and she lost by 700 votes. So if 700 individuals had come out and voted for her, it would have made a great deal of difference in her community. So please don't think that your one vote does not matter. Hmm. Approximately 4.1 million Arizona citizens have signed up to receive mail-in ballots. So that's quite an impressive number of Arizona folks that have done that. And don't be intimidated. Just go and as I said, fill it out and find out where your locator is and drop it off. And encourage your friends.
In 2012, we fed people, we took people where they needed to go. It's a happening. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well, you know, and that's an opportunity for you to go out and reach out to your neighbors, reach out to, you know, some people that you may know that may need your help to get, you know, go drop off their ballot, to get where they need to go. You know, my husband's ballot is sitting on the kitchen table and it's been there for like 2 weeks. Right. And I've been having that conversation with him. When are you going to get it done? When are you going to get it done? So I'm just going to have to, you know, stand there and come on, babe, let's get it filled out.
That's
let's
right.
go take
That's
it
right.
in.
All
right?
You got to do is sign it.
I know.
Well, it's important information that we've given to our listeners. I want to thank you, Darrell Bakeman. I want to thank you, Rhonda Peoples, for joining in with me tonight and helping our Arizona citizens understand how important it is to vote, and anybody else that's listening to this radio program, how important it is to vote. We thank you from Boom Goddess Radio, and remember, vote, vote, vote. Thank you.
For more information, visit our website, boomgoddessradio.com, and follow us on Facebook, Boom Goddess. We'd love to hear from you. Your interest powers our programs.